Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the 10th recording, moving our way through the explanation of Al-Wazifa from the Music of the Soul, currently on page 295, and we'll be going through the middle of page 297, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. وسلم يجري هذه الصلاة فعيده وفضله كما هو أهله. And grant him peace in accordance with his blessing, with this blessing, as he is worthy of its abundance and favor. This means send peace upon him which befits you, from you to him, in accordance with this never-ending blessing, and give him, in accordance with the abundance and favor which befits him, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, a creation with unceasing and long-lasting profusion. Where this means send peace according to his worthiness for it, and as much as his ripeness and readiness to contain it. Because at the same time, the highest actions which come from Allah do not descend except according to the receptivity of hearts. There's no doubt that his heart, may the blessings and peace be upon him, of Allah be upon him, contains all the abundance and favor. Know that the blessing asked for here is the witnessing in perpetuity, and the peace asked for is the uninterrupted witnessing, as was mentioned earlier at the beginning of this explanation of the Wadifa. The peace now mentioned concerns the oneness of the order, whereas the peace mentioned earlier concerned the oneness of existence. And the footnote here is for Wasalama Yujari, which is the beginning of that phrase. Send my deep salam when I ask you, Allah, to send him a greeting of deep surrender. Prayer is like the water of life which nourishes the real life, and greetings are the fragrance of the prayer. The deep peace from the deep surrender is the giving without asking anything in return. May the deep surrender of this prayer come to match the boundless abundance and giving of the Prophet. Peace and blessings be upon him. This is so that one might be open enough to receive all the blessings which he is endlessly giving. Therefore, my master, after mentioning the forms of peace, cited the family and the followers by saying, Wa Allahi shmusi samayilula ashabihi wa tabina wa mantala. And on his family, who are the sons of the heavens most high, and on his companions and followers and those who came after. This was in order to make known that from the Mohammedan spring, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, came forth the spring for the family, for the companions, for the followers, for those coming afterwards, and even for the entire creation. However, as the line of descent in him, as the line of descent to him, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, descends in time further away from its origin, so it receives a name and an order different from that of the spring or of the origin. And here's a footnote. The closer your contact is to the guide or the prophet, the closer you can receive the order or the decree al-hukman. The intimacy of relationship spoken of here is not genetic, but of those who are most intimately related to the Prophet by realizing his truth. Their relationship is thus the nearest and the dearest. The spring of the family is the spring which gushed forth from the Prophet's spring. And from the spring of the family came the spring of the companions. And from the spring of the companions came the spring of the followers. And from the spring of the followers came the spring of those coming after. All these are suns rising up in the sky of those Most High. This means that each one of them is a sun in the sky of his, the Prophet's, manifestations, which rises up upon the earth of the people of its time. This is with respect to the descent of the one Mohammedan spring. However, concerning the ranks of guidance, every one of the family is worthy and ready for the appearance in himself of the Mohammedan reality. And this can come about only to the extent that he follows the Mohammed of the time, a Mohammed al-Waqt, and that he does not lose the connection to him. Know that the family of a thing is the shadow which follows that thing, so that the companions are those who travel with the family through love and who witness its Mohammedan lights. The followers are those who trust with belief and certainty. He who follows is the one who clings to this family and who imitates it and who prays this noble prayer. Then the Mohammedan reality is the essence and the family is its qualities. The companions are its names and the followers are its actions. And those who follow after are its laws, for they make the laws from the actions of the followers. But in reality, all the laws are from the law of Allah. اللهم يا خسيرك الجامل لكل أسرار. O Allah, he is your secret that unites all secrets. Know, my beloved, that he, may Allah bless him and grant him peace, is the place for the manifestation of the high essence and splendid qualities. And he is called the secret of Allah, the secret of secrets, the place of origin of the secrets, and other names, all of which point to the fact that he truly unites every secret. Some of the knowers say that Allah exalted as he made himself known to Musa, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, with the name Lord. He said, and when his Lord revealed himself to the mountain, وَلَمَا تَجَّلِي رَبَّهُ لِلْجَبَالِ Surah Al-Arafi 7:143. Footnote: the mountain represents the heart of Musa, peace and blessings be upon him. And to Isa, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, he made himself known with the name of the Reviver. He said, and thou bringest the dead forth by my leave. Wa'idh tukhriju l-mauta bi'idhni. Surah Al-Ma'idah 5:110. He made himself known to Ibrahim, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, with his name, the Hidden. And he showed him the world of the heart of the heavens and the earth. And to our master Muhammad, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, he made himself known as the one who unites all secrets with the name of Allah. He said, O Prophet, Allah suffices thee, O Prophet. Allah suffices thee and the believers who follow thee. Ya yuhan nabiyu hasbuka Allahu wa manin tabaika min al-mu'minin. Surah Al-Anfal 8:64. Allah mentioned his essential name, which unites all the known names, qualities, deeds, and orders. And this is not so for anyone else except him. May the blessings and peace be upon him. Know that his essence unites all the known prophecies, and his book unites all the known books, and his day all the known days. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa